This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back, Sports on a Sunday morning. Our conversation with Andy Strickland to lead off the show. You can listen to it now on the Odyssey app. It'll be up on our Sports on a Sunday morning podcast page. Big news from the Blues. They relieved Drew Bannister of his duties and signed Jim Montgomery to a 5-year contract to be their head coach. He is reunited with the organization. Bernie Miklas will join us at 10:35 to talk about that. Right now, we get into some college basketball with the head coach of the Billikens. Our visit with Josh Schertz is sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. Good morning, Coach. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing all right. How about you, Tom?
Doing well. I'm sure you're doing better than you did late Friday night. Just some time to absorb what happened at Wichita State. It was interesting. I mean, you had what I thought a good competitive first half with Wichita State, and then for whatever reason, the second half completely got away. How do you review that now that you're 48 hours removed?
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, you know, I thought first half we controlled a lot of it. You know, we were up most of the way. Didn't play great, but we're playing well enough. We went into halftime down 3, and that was with shooting, 3 for 14 from 3 and 4 for 11 from the line, including missing, I believe, 1 or 2 front ends of 1 and 1. So it was really like 4 for 12, 4 for 13 from the line. And so shooting variances happen. You have nights like that. Good teams buckle down, figure out a way to kind of, get across the finish line. I thought, came out second half and had some good looks, didn't go down. And I thought we let that, obviously affect our effort defensively. Thought we got sad, and instead of really knuckling down and hey, all right, we're not making shots. We're not giving up anything defensively, really tightening the screws. I thought, it kind of went the other way. And then, game got away from us. It was just, when adversity hits, you got to have a collective and purposeful response. I thought our response was the exact opposite of that, and so needs to be better. We can't live and die with our shot making.
Yeah, and you won't get away with that against anybody. Certainly not Wichita State. Aggressive, downhill. They love to make contact, get to the free throw line type of team. And I was at Chaffetz yesterday on the women's side. I didn't see any of you anywhere. I'm assuming there was no practice yesterday. More of a messaging type day.
Yeah, we did in Pratt yesterday. There was a very, very long film session and discussion about, you know, what we're going to be moving forward. And I think, you know, look, these things happen in the season. You know, results are results. I think, you know, you're going to win, you're going to lose. That happens in every year. I think the but you can't lose that way. You can't let go of the rope. You know, you can't give in when things get hard, and because things are going to get hard. And you know, and again, there's a level of, like, you know, we talk all the time, you know, the two things you can control. You know, we talk all the time about competing together. You can control, you know, how you compete, and you can control how connected and together you are as a team. Those things require no talent. Those things don't require shot making or anything else. And I thought we didn't do those things in the second half at near the level that, you know, we need to be. So long time together in film watching it, and then a long time discussing, you know, what our internal standards are. And again, these things, you know, depending on how you look at it, a lot of times you have something like this, it could be a springboard. It could be something that you look back and say, man, that was great. It happened. Sucks when you're going through it, but it's great it happened, because that was really a springboard for growth. To become a team, you have to go through stuff. You have to go through adversity, you know, and we've had some injuries otherwise, but this is how you grow. And if you have a good group, you know, these type of moments are you grow from it, you learn from it. It's a springboard. You look back on that and go, man, you know, that really was bad. We went through it, but man, we're in a better place because we did.
No, that's a really good point. And, you know, watching your teams through the past few years, especially at Indiana State, I don't remember a team being like that. But as always, it's a new roster every year, isn't it? I mean, you have to reteach sometimes your foundation to every single group, and that's happening right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, you come in, you can't transpose culture, you know. You know, we had a great culture at Lincoln Memorial, a culture that was about, you know, the team and being a great teammate and doing the job, doing your job the very best of your ability, and competing together as a team every single night, and how you prepare. And then I went to Indiana State, and, you know, we started from scratch. And, you know, the first year, we had some games like this, like we had my first year in Indiana State. It looks like we have.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
At Wichita State, where, you know, it gets hard, and guys, you know, when it gets hard, the tendency and natural thing is, okay, well, it wasn't our night. You know, you can blame it on shooting variance. Oh, man, you know, we're 6-for-30 from three, and, you know, our, you know, Gibbons, Fulper, 1-for-15, you know, that, you know, like, we can't make a free throw, whatever. You know, we didn't lose that game because of that. You know, I mean, you dig in, you win those games out the mud, and you figure out a way when you're where you need to be. So we have to learn from it. I mean, you know, it's a growing teaching moment. But yeah, you can't come in and the culture that we had the last couple of years, Indiana State, I think was the seeds of that were planted in year one when we went 11-20. And I'm hyper focused on, you know, what are our internal standards, driving those, making sure that this group competes together, does the right things, prepares the right way. We have to have growth in those areas to, and that's really where, if we do that, the results will take care of themselves. I know, you know, fans, media, it's a result-based business. I get that. Internally, I have to be really focused on our process, our standards, what we're doing, what are we accepting, what are we not going to, what are non-negotiables, and making sure that everybody inside that locker room and inside of our program understands, you know, what the standards are and that what the consequences are when we don't reach those standards.
Josh Schertz is with us live from St. Louis University. Just one quick thing before we go, an update if you would. I know everyone's kind of hanging on to hear anything new on Robbie Avila. Is there anything you can offer?
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, so he's making progress. You know, the swelling is gone. I think, you know, pretty much pain free. You know, he did some 3-on-3 yesterday in the half court, you know, did some work last night with the guys, you know, some of the bench guys and walk-ons. And so he's going to, you know, we'll see. He's going to try to practice today. Today would be his, you know, his first practice, obviously, you know, that happened on the 4th, so it'll be 20 days out. You know, his first practice in 20 days, first time he's done anything 5-on-5. But he does feel, you know, good enough to give practice. What does that mean? He's going to play tomorrow? I wouldn't say that. You know, certainly I wouldn't say it's out of the question either. You know, maybe it's tomorrow, maybe it's Wednesday, maybe it's, you know, Jackson State. But things are trending towards him returning to the court. I know he wants to get out there. I know he's been frustrated, obviously. These back-to-back injuries have knocked him out. You know, we've talked about almost, I think, 45 of the last 57 days he's missed. So there's going to be a process back, but he's going to try to, you know, get in the court, do some contact stuff today, and that would be, you know, and we'll see how that goes, and then make a decision tomorrow how he feels when he wakes up. If, you know, hey, we maybe want to give it a go, maybe we want to wait a couple of days, see, you know, we'll see what it looks like.
We'll see tomorrow, and so sorry to hear about Josiah Doetzler's knee injury, torn ACL and MCL. Yeah. He's going to be finished. Seems like such a great kid, and sorry to hear about that. I'll be there tomorrow, Quinnipiac, on the TV side, 7 o'clock. We'll have it on the radio side, Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr., 6:45 pregame. We're looking forward to seeing your team hit the floor.
Look forward to it. See you guys tomorrow night. Be a really Quinnipiac's really good team, and we're excited. We should, you know, have a chance to respond, and I know our guys are looking forward, chomping the bit to get out there. Hope fans stick with us. We'll get there, and hope to see everybody tomorrow night. Should be a really good basketball game.
Yeah, you've gotten some good crowds. Those are going to just continue to grow. We appreciate it, Coach. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom.
Josh Schertz with us on KMOX, sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. Always good to catch up with him, and I appreciate him jumping on, and we moved the time a little bit. Had a meeting coming up here in just a few minutes and gave us some extra time after the loss 88-63 to Wichita State on Friday night. That was a late one and obviously a frustrating one to deal with yesterday. And as you heard right there, long film session for the Billikens yesterday. No practice. They were off their feet. But today they're going to give it a go with Robbie, see how he looks. And the chances of him playing doesn't sound like very high, but we'll see tomorrow when the Billikens take on Quinnipiac right here on KMOX. We will take a break. When we come back, right back into the Blues move. They have fired Drew Bannister. They have hired Jim Montgomery, a 5-year contract for him. We heard from Andy Strickland at the start of the show at 10:05 in a very good session with him. We appreciate that. Bernie Miklas is going to chime in here in just a few minutes live with us on Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. I'm Tom Ackerman. Don't go anywhere. We're in the Stiefel Sports Studio, and we're sponsored by Gray Bar. We'll be right back.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.